imagine you're on a noisy client call, and halfway through, someone coughs, and the client blurts out, "We want something that feels like an old travel stamp. Authentic, a little rugged, but friendly." Stop the scroll. That phrase is a seed. Today, I'm going to show you how that coughing, messy call can become a logo direction that stops a scroll dead in its tracks. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy. Today, we're mastering a single ritual, how to capture spoken ideas and turn them into market-ready design. We'll focus on three things: listening techniques that reveal visual cues, audio-first tools and exercises you can use with zero screens, and how voice-led concepts become faster wins for clients and conversions. If you want templates, grab them at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Segment 1. The Foundation. Why does voice-first design even work? First, language anchors imagery. When a client says warm amber or industrial but kind, they're giving you sensory targets: color temperature, texture, emotional tone. Second, listening saves time. When you pull the right cue from a single sentence, you reduce revision cycles. Third, alignment. Clients remember conversations more than sketches early on, so starting from their words builds trust fast. A studio example. We once had a client describe their coffee brand as a neighborhood friend who travels a lot. From that sentence, we sketched three directions: passport stamp badge, a smiling thermos character, and a textured letter mark with travel markings. And the client immediately leaned into the passport stamp direction. That single phrase cut a week of back and forth and delivered a concept that felt unmistakably theirs. Now let's move into segment 2, tools and hands-on tactics. This is where the ritual becomes repeatable. First tactic, listen for three anchors in any voice note: emotion word, what it feels like; sensory detail, what you can see, touch, or hear; and outcome word, what the client wants the design to do. Example: friendly, emotion; weathered paper, sensory; trust, outcome. These three anchors become a three-line concept brief. Second tactic, the three-line concept brief. Line 1, one-sentence emotional headline, what the brand should feel like. Line 2, two sensory words to guide visuals. Line 3, a single conversion goal or behavior to design towards. Keep each line punchy. For the travel stamp coffee brand, it looked like a trusted travel companion. Passport stamp, warm amber. Instill local loyalty and repeat purchase. Third tactic, audio-friendly sketch prompt. You don't need to draw perfectly. Sketch to answer questions. Prompt your hand with questions you can ask or replay silently from the voice note. Is the mark geometric or organic? Does texture feel smooth or rough? Would this scale to a tiny app icon? Sketch three thumbnails: one literal, one metaphorical, one abstract. Quickly label them with the three anchors. Recommended low-tech tools: your phone's voice recorder, a pocket Moleskine or any paper, a timed 10-minute sketch session, and simple sticky labels to tag audio timestamps. For higher fidelity, transcribe short voice notes into bullet points, either with a service or by summarizing aloud into your recorder, and then extract anchors. The point is speed and fidelity to the spoken idea. Okay, imagination break. This is a one-minute exercise to cement the ritual. Ready? Close your eyes if you can. Think of a recent client phrase you heard. Maybe ocean grit. Maybe library calm. Say it aloud once. Now pick the single sensory word in that phrase. For 60 seconds, sketch three quick thumbnails: one literal, one metaphorical, one abstract. Label each with the sensory word and one conversion goal. I'll time you. Go.
Welcome back. How did that feel? Short exercises like this train your ear to translate language into visuals instantly. Do this between calls, and you'll be surprised how many usable seeds you collect.
Quick check-in. When Michael says label with conversion goal, what does that look like in practice? Could you give one example?
Great question, Wendy. For a local bakery, the conversion goal might be first-time walk-in, so the thumbnail would emphasize welcoming cues and storefront legibility. For a subscription service, the goal might be email sign-up, which pushes the design toward hero clarity and an irresistible offer label. Always tie the visual decision to measurable behavior.
Segment 3, real-world application. Let me walk you through a voice-to-logo case study. A client called and said, "We sell durable outdoor kits for weekend explorers. We want to feel rugged, but not macho, like a friendly campmate." Anchor extraction. Emotion, friendly ruggedness. Sensory, textured canvas, brass hardware. Outcome, build trust for first purchase.
We created three thumbnails. A stamp-style badge with textured edges, literal. A stylized hand holding a compass icon, metaphorical. And a bold monogram with distress type, abstract. We labeled each thumbnail with the anchors and the conversion goal, first purchase. When presenting, we led with the client's own words, playing a short clip of the phrase, and then said, "Here are three visual directions that answer your sentence." The client immediately pointed to the stamp badge and said, "That's the one."
Why did this work? Because we started from the client's language and used it as proof that the direction matched their intent. We didn't try to sell them on aesthetics first. We showed alignment. That approach cut iterations and delivered a launch-ready lockup in days rather than weeks, which led to a 23% lift in first-time orders after a localized ad push, a measurable outcome tied to our conversion goal.
How to present these voice-derived concepts for faster buy-in? Lead with the quote, show the three-line brief, play the thumbnails, and call out how each thumbnail answers the conversion goal. Use language the client used. Statements like, "You said friendly ruggedness. This direction makes that tangible" by create immediate trust.
Key takeaways. First, listen for anchors, emotion, sensory, outcome. Second, make a three-line concept brief from any voice note and sketch three quick thumbnails labeled to those anchors. Third, present voice-first work by leading with the client's words and linking each visual decision back to a measurable goal.
Two subtle calls to action. Try this ritual this week. Record one client or idea, extract anchors, and sketch three thumbnails. And register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to grab the downloadable concept brief templates and time sketch cards. If you're looking for custom logos that convert, visit mgwdstudios.com to see our work.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button. Drop a review and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively.